Blog Talk Radio.
Lord God,
Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations before the mountains were born, when you brought forth the earth and the world from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. Good morning. This is your host, Minister Aaron Daniel Hubbard, coming to you live on Speak Your Mind Now Radio on blogtalkradio.com. This is our 2 a.m. prayer for Monday, January 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2017. I am glad to have seen one more year from all the things I've done last year and all things I've been through. I'm glad that my Father in Heaven has allowed me grace enough to just see one more year. God, we just love you for who you are. We love you for what you've done. We love you for how you're helping your children, God. And we love you for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us on a hill called Calvary. God, we just know that whatever may come up in our lives, whether good or bad, that you have allowed or sent to strengthen us and help us grow stronger. God, we acknowledge the presence of your Spirit, acknowledge the presence of your ways, even you're here right now, Father God, just to be close to you, because you are closer than the fingertips on our fingers, closer than the breath that we breathe. God, we just love you and we adore you for just being here, saving our souls from a burning hell. God, we love you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who took the time to deliver us from evil. And when he went back home to glory, he left us a gift called the Holy Spirit. God, we just ask you right now to forgive us, to sustain us, to keep us, to comfort us in all our days, God, 24/7. No, we don't know everything that's going on or know everything that we should do. So we ask you, Lord, to guide us, to help us, to lead the way, because your word says you are the life, the way, and the truth. And we can help to say thank you, Father. Although the enemy wants us to do wrong before you, wants us to say and think things that are not godly, we ask, we bind the devil's plans, and we bind the imps that he sends out in Jesus' name, only to release goodness and mercy, only to release wholeness and righteousness. God, whoever is listening to this live on the archive, God, we ask you that you give that person or persons the strength to do what they have, that you called them to do. We ask you right now to cover their families, God, cover their friends, God, even cover their foes, God, because you don't allow things to happen just by accident, but for a purpose. God, we know the enemy is busy. We know that the enemy is running amok in these days and times. God, we just allow the spirit of love to run over us with everything that you have called us to do. God, we just know that one day when we see your face, you will call us up to glory, to reign with you, to walk on trees of pure gold, to have a crown upon our heads, to wear a white robe, Lord. But until then, we are sustained to do what you want us to do. God, help us to forgive those who trespass against us. Help us to forgive those who despitefully misuse us. Help us to forgive those who tries to do harm to us, God. Because your word says we got to pray for those who just don't know you and pardon their sin. We got to pray for those who are acting out on the devil's plans. We got to pray for those who do not know any good. God, we love you for just being who you are. We do cry, Holy Lord, before your feet, before your throne. We bow down and give you supreme victory. We bow down because we know that without you, there's no us. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We want to say thank you in all our ways, God. Thank you for just keeping us. And we didn't want to be kept. Thank you for giving us strength when we didn't want to be given strength. Thank you for giving us peace when we didn't want to have peace. Thank you for not turning your back on us when we turn our backs on you. And I just realized, God, that no matter what I go through in my lifetime, you are always there. Father God, we don't have any other words just to say thank you. We can't even say that. We just bathe in your glory. We just simmer in your righteousness, God. God, when we do act up, not if, but when, you tell us not to. You give us instructions. You give us discipline. God, allow us to be at all at your feet. Allow us to be at all in your glory. God, I don't know what I would do without you. You saved me from a burning hell a long time ago, and you allowed me to see things to help me grow stronger. You allowed me to witness some things that has caused me to wake up and say, this is none of God. You allowed me to go through the fire that was heated 7 times hotter than it was supposed to be, God. You allowed me to get thrown in the lion's den. You allowed me to walk through the ground when both sides of the river was upon me, God. And God, I just want to say thank you for keeping me. Thank you for watching over me and my family. Thank you for watching over my friends, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for just everything. And help me not take this life for granted, God, but allow me to experience life's blessing that you have given me. God, we just ask you right now, we don't just thank you for materialistic things, God. Thank you for things that money can buy. Thank you for life, God. Thank you for health, God. Thank you for activity of our limbs. And some of us may not even have limbs, God. But thank you for just seeing another day. God, you know my health issue. You know I have kidneys and bladder problems. But God, I thank you for allowing me to get diagnosed. You allow me to just go to do these tests, God, and you allow me to take medications to help me feel better. You allow me to help lower my blood pressure, God. You allow me to help control my heart rhythm, God. All these issues that I have, God, I still give you praise. I have you reign over my life, God. I don't blame you for all issues, God, but I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor, God. Because the devil wants me to be mad and have a pity party, but God, I tell the devil every day that God is sitting on the throne. And he watches over me. He covers me. And my God knows what I'm going through. My God is not stupid. My God isn't blind to the fact. But he's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. He's omnipresent. So, devil, we just bind you in Jesus' name. Amen. We bind you in your plans. We bind you to the first of thy nation. And know that my God is powerful. My God created the heavens and the earth. My God created the space. My God created the heavenly star. My God created the planets. My God created the stars. I mean, the sun. We thank you right now for just who you are. We thank you for just being God. Lord, we love you. We thank you for this night, this morning prayer. And I ask you, Lord, to save those who need to be saved. I ask you, Lord, to save those who call upon your name, God. Ask upon you for their lives, God, to come into their hearts, God. I know you can do it, Lord, because you did it for me. You're able to do all things that we ask or even think. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
spite of the storm and rain, heartache and pain, still I'm declaring I made it through. See, I didn't lose. I experienced loss at a major cost, but I never lost faith in you. So if you see me cry, it's just a sign that I'm still alive. Oh yeah, I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of my life, he still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good, and it's building my testimony.
I made it through.
In spite of the storm and rain.
In spite of the storm and rain.
Heartache
and pain.
I'm still
alive, declaring
that I made it through.
I didn't lose.
Experience loss.
And
I made it through.
But I never lost faith in you.
I'm so glad
I made it.
Is there anybody in here have that testimony?
I made it through.
I made it through.
Spite of the storm.
Working for me. intimately connected to the masterpiece. He will lead you, he will guide you, direct you. He'll love on you, he'll live in you. Is there anybody that knows? Is there anybody that knows? Can I tell you one more thing? Your story may not be my story.
Thank you.